The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We begin Be'ezer Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara Mem Gimel Amud Aleph brings a Mishnah from Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Kav Dalet. Mishnah states, Dumus Tzureis Levanois Hoyo Leil Ram Gamliel, that Rabbi Gamliel had various forms and shapes of the crescent of the moon. Ba'aliyosai, in his bezdin, betavla b'kaisel, on the wall he had various shapes of the moon. Shebohen, mares hadyotis, if witnesses who were ordinary people, and would need Rabbi Gamliel to explain to them and give them a visual aid, in terms of what the moon looked like when they saw the new moon at the beginning of the month, and he would say to them, how exactly did you see the crescent of the new moon? The Gemara number base asks Kasha and Rim Gamliel, how could Rim Gamliel have done this? The Pasuk says, Leisasun Iti, which the Gemara darshins, Leisasun Kidmus Shamoshai Hamishamshim Lefanai Bamorim, one may not make the images of those beings that serve with me, kaviyochel on high, kigoyin, for example, chama ulevana, the sun or the moon, kechavim umazolos, stars or the constellation. So how could it be that Gamliel have made these tzureis levanos, the various forms of the moon, when it's usher to me? Says the Gemara several terutzim. Shiny Ram Gamliel da acheru masolay. Actually, Ram Gamliel himself did not make them, but rather he employed the help of a non-Jew to make the various forms of the moon. To which the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda also, he had a tabas choysam da'acheru masalai. Rabbi Yehuda had a signet ring that also was made by a non-Jew. But yet, Shmuel told Rabbi Yehuda, Shinana, he said, Rabbi Yehuda, sharp one, sami ena dedain, that you have to deform it because it was a tsura in this ring. There was a form in this ring. So the Gemara says over there was different because it was chaysam boilet. Over there the form in the signet ring was a form that protruded. And therefore there was mishum chshad, because of a chshad that people would think that Rabbi Yud himself made it. That's why Rabbi Shmuel told him that he has to deform some of the tzura. However, Rabbi Gamliel, since he was a nasi, and there were always many people around in his bezdin, there people will not come to suspect him. The Gemara brings the raya from a Beis HaKnesses. When you're dealing with the Makum Rabin, when many people are there, there is no chshad. The Gemara gives another teretz to Rav Gamliel, and that is actually Rav Gamliel did make these forms himself. However, lehislamei shiny, since he was doing it to teach the Edom and to get clear what they saw, that's why it was mutter. As the Gemara brings the braisa, lo salam et lasos. One may not make these forms, but one is allowed to make them in order to teach, in order to educate, then it's permissible. Tosfos asks, why does the Gemara not answer a very simple teretz? Why does the Gemara not say that Rav Gamliel made the tzuras halavana, he made the various forms of the moon, but it wasn't in a way of boiletes, as the Gemara says that by the tabas of Rabbi Yehuda, you see the signet ring of Rabbi Yehuda was only aser because it was a form that was protruding. So why not say that Gamliel made these forms and they were just flat? They were shapes of the moon in a flat way, flat images, and therefore there'd be no iser. So Tosfos concludes from here that the chiluk between boilet or shekas, whether it's protruding or whether it's sunken in, is only by a tabas. However, by the chama and the levana, by the sun, the moon, the stars, there's no chiluk whatsoever. It makes no difference whether it is protruding, whether it's sunken in. In all ways, it's going to be usher. The Rush as well paskins like this, and it explains because the way we see the sun and the moon is in a two-dimensional way. Since we see it when it's in the sky, we see it in a way that's neither protruding or sunken in. And that's why it's usher. The Rambam as well, paskins in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perigimel Halacha Yud, also paskins like this, that when we're talking about making images, forms of the moon, the sun, the stars, in any way, it's going to be usher. Comes out from our Gemara that to make a form of the sun or the moon, of the constellations, of the stars, is going to be usher. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Siv Dalet Paskins. Vitzuras Chamu Levana V'Kechavim, says the Shulchan Aruch, usher. Bein Boltais, whether they are protruding, Bein Shoikais, or whether they are depressed, whether they're sunken in. And V'meim L'Slamed, but if they're there to teach, to educate, Levana L'Hairais, then it's mutter. What exactly that means, L'Slamed, is a question, L'Halacha. Is one allowed to make these forms L'Slamed even just to educate children, for example, if they want to depict the dream of Yosef with the stars and the moon? Are they allowed to make pictures of it to teach the children what it looked like? Is that also L'Slamed is also mutter? Or what Maaseh Bereishis looked like in the day of Bris Ha'olam, where the sun and the moon was made? Or is only in its teaching L'Halacha? In the Chutshani from Ramnissi Karelitz, he is makel to say that any way that it's made for educational purposes, it is mutter. Comes out according to the Shulchan Aruch, it is totally forbidden to make a picture of the sun, the moon, and the stars. And even if it's only on a flat surface, it is also usher. As we explained before from the Rishonim, because that's the way we see these celestial beings in the sky. It's actually quite amazing that there are many people who do not know this Isser, and people draw pictures of the sun or of a sunset, draw pictures of the moon or of a scene with stars, and people have children doing this, and it's really forbidden. Let's discuss now some qualifications to this Isser. So number one, the Isser applies only to when one is making an image where the intent is to represent this celestial body. For example, if one were to paint stars on the ceiling of a room or of a shul, which is to represent the stars in the sky, that would be usher, because that's what it's meant to be for. However, if one was to make an asterisk on a page, or one was to make a mug in David, or for instance, place can bring, if one was to make cookies in the shape of a moon, even if you call them moon cookies because that's the shape of it, or if a teacher would give a star on an assignment of a child to show that he's a star but not representing the star in the sky, then it would be permissible. In other words, where someone would be looking at this picture and they would see that it's representing the sun, the moon, and the stars as they appear in the sky, then it is prohibited. Another leniency that Paiskim speak out is that when you're dealing with pictures of the sun or the stars, then it's only usher if it's drawn in its entirety, if it's only seen of its entirety. But if it's a half sun or part of a sun, then it's mutter. For example, if one was to make the picture of a sun but it's blocked by some clouds, or a picture of the stars but it's blocked by clouds, then it will be permissible. Because in the way that we see the sun, it's, when we see it clearly, it's in its entirety. The moon, however, is also, even if it's only a sliver of the moon. And the reason is because we see the moon also in various crescents. We know that the moon throughout the month waxes and wanes, and therefore the moon is seen to us in various forms. So Paskins the Marit and Chelik Beis Yeradeh Simen Lamed Hei. The Chassam Sofer points out that we see Rabbi Gamliel himself had many forms of the moon in various stages. As the Gemara says, Rashi's Girsa is the Mus Tzurais Levanois. It was not one Tzura, not one shape of a whole moon, but even in its various stages as it's seen in the beginning of the month. And yet the Gemara asked on that, so we see clearly that when it comes to the moon, even part of a moon, if this is an image that represents the moon, it's going to be usher. It's interesting, there was a Jewish publication, a newspaper, that would have a picture of a yellow sun with little rays coming out of it to indicate whether to indicate for the weather whether it was going to be a sunny day or not. And then they stopped this practice, and they indicated that they had asked the Shaila, and they were told they should not make a whole sun, and they only started making a half sun, or a sun that was blocked by clouds. And someone wrote into them that, why are you adopting new chumris that are unnecessary? And we see clearly from our Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch that this is not a chumrah, but rather it's normative halacha. One limud schus, perhaps, try to understand why this Isser is not so well known, and why we find that many people allow classes of children to draw pictures of the sun or the moon or the light. One limud sus would be to what the Taz writes here in Shulchan Aruch in Sibkan Yud Gimel. The Taz writes that while it's usur to draw a picture of one of the celestial bodies, the sun, the moon, and the stars, as we mentioned, whether it's protruding or it's depressed, but a simple, flat drawing would be permissible. It says the Taz, ain b'tziur shum amashus. There's no substance when you're talking about a flat, drawn picture. There's actually a makar to this in Tosfos in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Nun Dalet. However, the Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef disagrees with the Taz, and he says the Peskim do not pass it like this, and this too is usur. Even the Taz himself says, concerning those that in the Machzorim they used to make the pictures of the Mazalos, the 12 constellations, as they appear in the sky, the Taz says this too should not be done, since the intent is that it should look like the Tzuras HaMazalos. So you see, even the Taz would certainly frown upon one drawing a picture if the intent of the picture is to represent one of these celestial bodies. Reb Moshe Zatzal in the Gris Moshe Erchaim Chelek Hei Simentes in Oizvov, he too has a limud zchus in terms of children drawing these pictures, and he writes that when the children draw them, they don't really seem to represent the sun or the moon, they don't even look like it. Questionable exactly what Reb Moshe meant, that is it the picture made in such a way that even someone looking at it would not realize this is representing the sun or the moon. But yet Reb Moshe writes himself, why would you teach children to draw like this and have children draw pictures like this if it's something that when they get older is going to be usur for them? So there's no point in allowing them to do that even when they're younger, even when their pictures are not really coming out clearly. Regarding taking a picture of a photograph of the sun or the moon, this is also a debate amongst the Peskim. From the Divrei Malkiel, in Chelek Gimel Siman and Ches, it would seem that he would forbid taking a picture just as drawing a picture. And so too the Minchas Yitzchok, Dayan Weiss, and Shalosh Tshuvos Chelek Minchas Yitzchok, Chelek Yud Siman Ayin Beis, also seems to asur even just taking a picture. Others are Makel in the Shalosh Tshuvos Lahiris Nosim from Nosim Gestetl Zatzal, Chelek Gimel Siman Nun. He says, since it's only a grumma by taking a picture, he would permit this. Certainly if the picture is only taken digitally and is not printed out, that is another kula, aside for the kula that we mentioned in the Taz, so there's room for leniency when one is taking a picture of the sun or the moon or a sunset. However, to draw a picture like this, or to make a picture like this, certainly seems from the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, based on our halacha over here, based on our Gemara here, it would be usur.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara on today's daf talks about the lav in the Torah, loisason iti, that Chazal darshan from this pasuk, that it's usur for a person to make tzuris, even if these tzuris are not being made for Avodah Zarah, but the etzem asiyas hatzura to make the forms of the shmoshim of the Rabbeinu Shleilam are usur. And it's mavur now Gemara that included in this isser is tzuras adam. It's usur to go ahead and make a tzura of a human being, and also to make the tzura of sun, moon, stars, etc. Also, besides for the Issa Daraisa of Asiyas Tzures, of making these forms, these images, these statues, there's also an Issa Darabanan of Chashada, of owning these statues, or owning these images. And the Gemara discusses why was Rabbi Gamliel allowed to own these images, these statues that he would use in order to show the Edim that would be able to, when they came for Kiddush HaChodesh, they would be able to identify how exactly they saw the moon. And the Gemara brings various tirutzim. But al kol panim, there's an issa de'oraisa to create images, and there is an Issa Derabanan to own such images. So I wanted to spend a few minutes discussing common and practical applications to this Isser as they come up in our daily lives. The first thing is that if a Frumiyid owns a doll factory, wants to manufacture dolls, he obviously would have to realize that he is dealing with very serious Isurim, because to make a doll is a Tzura Sa'odom, and making a Tzura Sa'odom, Kipshutai, is Osir Midaraisa, and therefore for a Jew to manufacture a doll would be an Issa Daraisa, that he would be over this Isser of Loisasun Iti. To get a Goy to go ahead and to work for him involves an issue of Amir La'akum, and Amir La'akum is also not only on Shabbos, but it's also for all the Surim in the Torah. And there is a discussion, the Truva Chassam Sefer, a discussion about Amir La'akum by Asiyas Tzuris, but the Darkei Truva brings down from Kama Paiskim that there's a regular Isser of Amir La'akum, negated to the Isser of making forms, making dolls, etc. And therefore, a person who owns a doll company should ask a shayla by a meir hayra how to proceed. Now, even if these dolls or these forms are used for secular knowledge in order to go ahead and to teach secular knowledge, so that also would not be a heter. The heter of lehislamed, which we have in our Gemara, the Chassam Sefer says that only applies to teaching Torah and teaching Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. The Poskim debate about teaching Ma'aseh Bereishis, is that also mutter, or do we say that it's unnecessary to teach to have the form to go ahead and teach Ma'aseh Bereishis? But I'll call upon him the heter to go ahead and teach secular subjects, or to teach, you know, a person to develop their talent in sculpturing and their artistic talent, that would not have the heter of Lahavinu Lahirs. So basically, if a Fruma Yid owns a doll company or wants to own a doll company, one has to speak to a Meir Hayra, because we're dealing with serious Yisurim Deraisa. Now, owning a doll, there we are dealing with the Issa Derabanan of Chashoda. And the Minhag HaPashut is that the dolls which the children play with, we are not makbid to go ahead and deface the doll. Although the Gemara says that Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinana, Sami Eina Dedein, that he should go ahead and poke out the eye of the tzura that he had, but the Minhaga Olam is to be makel to have dolls which are played with. And there are several reasons given for this tzad kula. The emes is that there's machlokes rishonim, why is there an isser of chashad? It's mavur klar now gemara that not only is it usher to go ahead and make these tzuras, but also there's an isser of chashad to own the tzuras. The shayla is, chashad of what? What are we scared that somebody would suspect somebody else to be doing? The Chochmas Adam says that the chashad is a chashad of Avodah Zarah. The chashad is the chashad that somebody might think that the person is worshipping this tzura. And therefore the Chochmas Adam says that Bizman Hazeh and in our Medinas, where the Goyim do not worship these dolls, so therefore they would not be chashad in owning such a doll. The Chochmas Adam in Klal Pehe, Simen Vov, he says as follows. Kishem she'asur la'asayson, the same way it's asur to make tzureis, kach asur leibon le'nochri la'asayson. One is not allowed to tell a guy to go ahead and make it for him. Da'amir le'nochri shvus b'chol mitzvus. because telling a guy to do an issa for you is usher by all mitzvahs in the Torah, lav dafka Shabbos, va'afilu lehash oisan usher. And even to keep them in your possession, usher is usher, mishum chashat. That's our Gemara. And the Chacham's other goes on to say, v'nira li, the tsuras adam bizman hazeh mutter l'hashayseh. That a tsuras adam bizman hazeh, one is mutter to leave it around. The kiva de ene ele mishum chashat. Since the whole isser is chashat, the yidua shebizman hazeh, and it's a well-known fact that in today's times, in our countries, in oivdim with tsuras adam, people do not worship a tsuras adam. He's referring to pictures now of statues of Yashka, or maybe Yashka on a cross. And those tsuras which are worshipped, they make it in a strange way. That doesn't look like a typical doll. And even his students who are also worshipped, yesh b'chol echad mehem simen, that when they make various tsuras of saints and they worship those tsuras, so they're made in a unique way. The elu vade osel hashaisa, and to own such a tsura which it is worshipped, so a person is not to own such a tsura. Avol shar tsuras adam, but other tsura of a person, like a doll, for example. So the Chacham Zadim says that the typical doll, which is not worshipped, there is no issue of chashad, and one is allowed to own it. Now, the Nachal Eshkel, born in Darkei Tshuva, also agrees with the Chacham Zadim that the chashad we're dealing with is a chashad of worshipping, which does not apply bizman hazeh. However, the Goyin brings, B'Shem Taisvis, that the chashad is not a chashad of worshipping, but rather a chashad of asiya. A chashad that you might go ahead, people might be chashad that you made the tzura, which is also even in a place where it is not worshipped. So l'chayra, it would seem, that according to the Goyin, according to this Taisvis, there would be a strong makam to require a person to somehow deface the doll. However, the Gedalia Paiskam Taina, that since our dolls are created professionally, and therefore it's clear that it was not created at home, but rather was purchased, when one comes into a person's house and they see a doll, they are not cheshed, not that the person worships it, and not that the person made it himself, and therefore there would not be an issue of chashad bizman hazeh. Now, this is even more true what's negeya to what we call mevuzim. What's negeya to dolls which are thrown around regularly. Like the dolls which the children play with. There is a strong svara to say that by mevuzim there is no svara of chashat, because by mevuzim, if it was worshipped, then a person would treat it precious. And in fact, there even seems to be a machlokes rishenim in the guf ha'isser of asiyas tsuras adam, whether the isser asiyas tsuras adam applies to mivuzim. The lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Per Gimel, Halacha Yud, the Rambam says, "Osur lasis tsuras l'noi, a person is now to make tsuras for beauty." Va'aval pi she'ein avedischam. Even though it's not an Avodah Zarah, shenemar loisasun iti kolaymar tsuris kesef vizov she'enem el lenoi, that tsuris of gold and silver, which are being made for beauty purposes, the reason why the Torah did asin it, k'dei shlo yitu behem hatayim, that people should not make a mistake, the yidmu she'el avodah chichavim, and they're going to think that they were made for Avodah Zarah. The Lashon of the Rambam seems, and the Chassam Sofer is Bedaik for Lashon of the Rambam, and the Ma'arit is Bedaik for Lashon of the Rambam, that the entire Isser Asiyas Tzuras is limited to Tzuras which are Chashav, is limited to Tzuras which are made L'Noi, and could theoretically be worshipped. And the Rambam gives an example, gold, silver. The Rambam is talking about a chosh of a type of tzura. And the Marit in Chelek Beis, Simon Lamed Hey, says that a tzura which the children play with, like dolls, there is no chashash avodah zarah, and he relies on the Rambam, what's the gear to dolls, because since the children take them and throw them around and treat them disrespectfully, therefore they're not included in the Isser of Loisas and Iti, they're not included in the Isser of making tzurais according to the Shita of the Rambam, and therefore there's for sure no chashad in having such tzurais around. The Chassam Sofer is matzmiya on the Rambam, that where did the Rambam, how does the Rambam know the darshan of Taimer the Krah, that their Isser is only tzurais, chashuvais, as opposed to tzurais mevuzais? And the Ritva brings a different reason why it's also to make tzurais. Not because of loss of avodah zarah, but rather because it's a pachisos from the Tzelem Elokim. Because a bezoyin to the Tzelem Elokim, a person's image, which a person was created by Tzelem Elokim, it's a bezoyin to the Tzelem Elokim to go ahead and to copy it, and to go ahead and to mimic it. The Ritva says that Kederach Shomer HaKosov HaMisholov, the same way the Torah writes as a mashal on an Adam, B'Tzelem Elokim Asa Isai, even though it's a mashal, Chosh HaKosov LaAsiyosai, the Torah was still chayshish that one should not even make the mashal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, does not have any tzura. But the Torah was chosh for the mashal, Mipnei Kvodei Shomayla, because of the covet of the Ribbono Shel. And according to the Tam of the Ritva, L'chayr, the more mevuzah, the more tzad iser that it would be. But Al Kolponim, what comes out Halacha L'maisa is that the Minika Olam, not to go ahead and to be mafchis, the tzura, to not go ahead and deface a doll the child plays with, has solid halachic basis. First of all, chashad of avodah zarah we don't have bizman hazeh. Second of all, even chashad of asiya, it's clearly a professionally made item. And according to the Marit, the way the Marit understands in the Rambam, they would not really apply the Isser Bechlal, what's the gear to our dolls, because our dolls are basically thrown around, and therefore it's not even Nichlal in the Isser of Loisasun Iti. Dolls which are mechubadim, they sell today dolls which people put them onto fancy shelves as a decoration, so there would be much more mocking to go ahead and to be mafchis the tzura, since it's mechubadim and it's handled with care and respect, so then there would be more of a mocking of chashad. By mevuzim, something which someone throws around, people, that's not the way one treats an avodah zarah. Something which is put on a shelf, there's definitely much more makom of chashad. We also lose the heter of the Maharit b'shem the Rambam, and therefore these dolls which sit on the shelf, and the more expensive dolls which sit on the shelf, they're not played with on the floor, but rather they use as decoration, there definitely would be more of a makom to go ahead and to be mafkas the tzura of such a doll. And of course, each person should ask their Meira Hayra. The next question which comes up, which really the Peskim have been discussing since photography has been invented, is it mutter to go ahead and to take a picture of a person? So the Achrayim, as early as the Divrei Malkiel, talk about the Shaila, there's a Divrei Malkiel, there's a Ben Ish Chai, and the Minika Olam is to be makel to take pictures of human beings. However, as we know, there are Achreinim, and there are people today who are Machmer. And taking the picture of a whole person is more chomer than taking a picture of just part of a person. The Tzad L'Hakal, which the Minhag HaOlam relies on, is really gebeit on the Gemara on Amud Beis. The Gemara on Amud Beis is mechalak between a Tzura Sheikhas and a Tzura Beiletis. That a Tzura Sheikhas, something which is dug into, which the Tzura is made by digging in, so the Gemara says that that Tzura, there is no Isser on such a Tzura. However, in a Tzura Beiletis, a Tzura which sticks out, so there, on those Tzuras, there is an Isser. The Gemara says, Tabas, if you have a ring, Shechoisma Beilet, that the picture on the ring sticks out. So Osir La'anicha, one is not allowed to put on such a ring. Umutr Lachtayim Bay, he can't wear it because of Chashat. If he has such a ring, so then he goes ahead and he is he's allowed to go ahead and seal with it. In other words, because the ring itself is beilet, so therefore there's a tzura, there's chashat to own it. But to go ahead and to press it into wax, where we're going to get a tzura which is not beilet, so that is perfectly mutter. However, the opposite, if it's chayisma shekua, if the chayisim is inwards, so mutter lohanicha, one is allowed to wear it. However, osur lachdeimba, he's not allowed to go ahead and to seal with it. He's not allowed to go ahead and to create the tzura. We see from this Gemara that a tzura sheikas, a tzura which is depth to it, is mutter to make. Only a tzura beiletes is osur to make. The Mechaber paskins in Siman Kufnam Aleph, Sif, Dalit, that weaving a tzura into a garment has the same halacha as a tzura sheikas, has the same halacha as a tzura which has depth. And since it has a halacha of a tzura which has depth, so therefore it's mutter to create such a tzura. And Tosfos in Maseches Yuma says that ink is even better than something which is Arug, is mamish flush and flat with the paper, and therefore the Mechaber in Siman Kufram Aleph Siv Dalid paskins that one is allowed to create a Tzura Shekas, and one is allowed to embroider a picture, a Tzura, into a woven garment. Again, the Pshat is, because this is Hazmalacha of a Tzura Shekas, or better than a Tzura Shekas. So, according to the Mechaber, it would seem that a picture would be mutter. Really, what a picture is a tzura sheikas. It's not any worse than embroidering a picture into a garment. However, the Taz over here brings the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban learned that the tabas that we're talking about in our Gemara was not a tabas which had a tzuras odom, or a tzura of the tzva maila, but rather it was shar tzuras with chashad of avodah zarah. However, the tzuras which are usr, the Ramban holds that shekas and beiletes are exactly the same. Both of them are equally usr. And the Taz brings a Ran who also holds like the Ramban. And the Bach is machma like the Ramban. And the Taz says v'chein ikar. It would seem the Aleph photography should be totally on the machlekes between the Mechaber and the Taz. According to the Mechaber, it would seem that to take a picture of a person would be mutter, because that is, after all, a tzura, but it's a tzura sheikas, and therefore it would be mutter. However, to go according to the Taz, it l'chayra would be asr, unless we say that ink is even less, it's even a lower madrega, or it's some sort of grumma when you push the buttons. But kibshutai, according to the Taz, if taking a picture of a person would be asr, according to the Mechaber, and the Rav Yishayin would be mutter, and the Minhag HaOlam is to be megal, and even the previous generations, it was common to see pictures of Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, the Kavna Rav, and Rabbi Nochem Kaharodna hanging on the walls of Choshev Yidin's houses, and Therefore, the minig elos timeko, like the mechaber, and to have tzaded that even the taz might be moida in a case of ink, which Tosfos holds is even better. It's even better. It doesn't have any mamoshes to it whatsoever. Unlike something which is woven, has a certain thickness, has a certain mamoshes to it. But al kaponim, the minig elam is to be mekel, and that seems to be an old minig. What is problematic in halacha would be to take the picture of the sun and the moon. Because the mechaber over here, in Sim Kufim Alas of Dalet, when he's matir, a tzura shekas, he limits his heter to the tzura shekas to be a tzura of a person. To be the tzura of a person. Because we see people as 3D. And therefore, it's v'shaykas, or it's oregon and beged, which is two-dimensional, it doesn't really represent the tzura. And therefore, that is not considered to be tzuras adam, that's not considered to be the isa deraisa of loisas and iti. But the mechaber says that tzuras chamu avada kechavim is also bein beletas or bein shaykas. It's also side beilet and side shaykaya. The reason is because that's the way we perceive it. We perceive it as two-dimensional. And since we perceive it as two-dimensional, to make it two-dimensional would be usur, because we are creating it the way we perceive it. So therefore, what comes out is as follows. To own a doll company, even if you have goyim working for you, is a very serious shaila. It's not a l'chatchila line of business for a yid. If one is in that line of business, one should speak to a meir ha'ira. To own children's dolls, which are thrown around, mevuzim, the minhag ha'el is to make them, and there's firm halachic basis to allow that. To a fancy doll, which sits on a shelf, it would seem that the proper thing would be to go ahead and be mafkas the tzura of that doll in some way. One should speak to their rov and their paisik to get a final psak. Photography, the minhag ha'olam is mekel, based on the sheet of the mechaber who says that the photography of a human being, of a person, the minhag ha'olam is to be mekel, because the b'sayvichon, the mechaber, who holds that the whole iser is dafka beletes, and photography is for sure not beletes, and could be even better. However, one should refrain from taking pictures of the sun and the moon. Let's say, you know, the sunset pictures, because in those situations, since we perceive it as 2D, even a 2D picture would be also alts loisasun iti. And again, for further clarification, or if one may take the sun after part of the sun has already sunk behind the horizon, and therefore it's not a full sun, it's a part sun, one should speak to their rov, one should speak to their meir ha'ira.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.